This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, another episode of the Big Homies House. Got some homies in the building. Of course, the Harlem homie.
Yeah,
Big homie. What was the name again? My bad. Tamir, I'm fucking with you, Tamir. See, I had to bring you back down to earth. Because you was a little bit
too excited. Mad because I was having fun with all the girls and you was in a room and you was jealous. But it's okay. I'm not going to start there.
Wow.
We going to jump in today. It's all right. I got all girls. Ooh. I'm excited. All right. Let me get the cards
against myself.
Now I'm getting my good.
You got to stand 10 toes.
We got the homies from Molly World Casting in the building.
Yay.
Jay.
Hello.
And?
Coffee.
I was about to say cookie. I knew it was something sweet that started with a C. I just met you 10 minutes ago.
That's a good intro.
Sorry. Yeah.
Right.
And of course, Big Carbon.
Yeah. Carbon.
Don't call her Kim, ho.
Period.
Yeah. What was you having so much fun in here?
Don't worry about what we used to come out.
Go to your...
My big homie question?
No. First
I was
about
to say, because you know, I'll go straight to it.
Big Carbon, have we come up with a name for this project yet?
I'm not telling you still.
Damn! Oh,
she don't trust you. She don't trust you.
I do. It's the people listening that got to be surprised.
They got to be surprised.
Yeah, I like a surprise.
I love surprises.
Give them something to look forward to.
Exactly. If I keep on going around telling people, they're going to know what to expect. Right. Then they might steal it before I can even drop it.
Let me tell you something about that, actually. If you wait... Because you think...
You don't know what the fuck you're about to say.
No, I had
an idea. Gotta get somebody else your idea.
No, I had an idea. And I was going to do it. And I shot it. And I did everything. But somebody dropped before me. And I'm like,
that's what I said.
The whole shit. I will never drop after these bitches. And they
that's
not going
to act like I gotta get somebody else your idea.
You talking about the pink?
Leave it alone.
You talking about the pink room?
Yes.
And you know what? You stopped it?
They ate me up. I'm not dropping that.
You had a podcast idea.
No, I don't
want
to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. But I'm not doing it after nobody else. I will go with the drawing board again.
The blue room.
Ooh.
That's still kind of the same thing. You got to come up with a different concept.
No, it's the way you
got
to do it. It's the way you do it.
It's the way you act.
Go to your Kodak question. Let's break the ice.
Oh, okay. I got a question with all
of us. Hold on. No. Talk about Shorty.
No, we got to skip that. We gonna go to her later. She comes up in here. Well, actually, it's kind of... Okay. I got a question. So... I have a really close friend that I have male friends, right? So I'm in Miami. We're having a ball. He wants to talk to my friend. My friend doesn't want to talk to him. Like, I know her through him. He's like, all right, bitch, you don't want to talk to me? I'm talking to your friend.
Wait, who was your friend?
Not me. He's telling her. All right, so let me step out.
Okay, rewind that.
We need to visualize.
I'm out of it.
Visualization.
Okay, I'm gonna move me out. So let's just do this.
Come on, yeah.
Right. I'm the nigga.
All right, you the nigga. You trying to talk to her for a minute.
I don't want to talk to Kodak.
So he like, no, I'm good. And she like,
who am I?
I'll go get some coffee.
And he like, I'm going, and he's like, me and her going out by ourselves. You got to step back.
Damn.
And she like, no, like, that's not fair. And I'm like, well, you clearly
so wait,
hurt
so
him.
She didn't want the nigga that wanted her initially
until somebody else wanted him.
But did she? My question is, why you got to go after her friend? Like,
that's kind of like girl code, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, but if you with my friend, and then I don't want you, and you try to go with my friend, I'm like, my friend should say no.
She should.
Then, like,
hell yeah.
Messy, right?
She should.
I agree with you because I was like, why would you even try to come at me respect. With a nigga that you know was trying to come at you?
Because
like, because now you know you
but
the
But my
rebound.
Thing, as the friend, bitch, you ain't, why do you want to be leftovers? If he wanted you from the jump, he would have went after you from the jump.
And then it's like, if y'all move forward with the relationship, are you not going to be paranoid? Because, like, he was...
He wants your friend.
You know. You know.
And then he already showing you what type of nigga he is. So when you and him get into it and he go fuck with your other friend, you can't even get mad. Because obviously this nigga don't get no pussy unless he see a whole lot of bitches. Like, why you
got
to go for the friend?
That's why we got girl code.
Right.
The friend got the leftovers of what the friend already tapped.
She didn't tap him. She didn't tap him. But he was trying to talk to her for a minute.
Oh, yeah, no. So Shawty should have more respect for herself regardless.
Right, because I don't want... If you didn't want me in... You didn't want me in...
But I didn't play devil's advocate as a guy, like, girl, you cursed, so I'm going to the next stop. Kodak, how you feel?
So a nigga just supposed to be lonely? Goddamn, I can't have nothing.
Why you ain't got other bitches?
The sea is full.
We in Miami.
The sea is full.
Why you in my pond?
I know girls supposed to have girl code, but girl, say for instance, you ever fucked with a nigga and then you got around the whole gang and you realize like, damn,
ooh,
I picked
up. Why you bringing that up?
What y'all do then when you, like, you gonna spin the block? You gotta take the L.
I'm gonna bark my nigga up. Fuck you mean? He gotta become the big dog.
I like that. You got me fucked up.
And you can't never get too serious.
I'm gonna fuck with big dog.
Wait, hold on. That was a good one.
Hold on, wait, what?
Say it again. No, she got a good answer.
Oh, God. Because I'm not finna, like, this.
Y'all keep going. I'm gonna check the audio. Keep going.
Oh, you little dog. So now I'm finna go rock with big dog. No, you gotta become big dog now.
She said she investing in that nigga.
Imagine you fuck with the stove runner. You thinking y'all nigga the shit.
Y'all niggas the nigga that go to the store for the backwoods and y'all be acting like y'all got that nigga because he in the studio with the niggas. No, he is the store runner.
And they keep smacking him in the back of the head and you just over there watching him get smacked in the back of the head. What you gonna do?
I'm
gonna smack his ass too.
Let's go to the last time we talked, baby.
I'm gonna smack his ass.
Imagine. You fucked with the runner.
That's fucking blasphemous. Hold on, wait a minute.
The runner?
You mean I was really on your side.
Oh, you was on my. What you said?
And I got him. Well, next time you see me, I gotta be on some whole different shit. That's how I got to be.
What they'll do if they get a nigga.
They get a nigga in the first time they go around a nigga group of friends, they realize they fuck with the wrong nigga. Like, they fuck with the store runner, the nothing ass nigga. Like, damn. They think
you gonna leave. You gonna leave your nigga because you find out.
I'm asking them how they gonna spend the block and go fuck with the homie. Oh.
You can't, bro.
Are you gonna pick up?
You can't do that.
You can't.
I can't, homie. Hug.
What if the homie wants you?
Okay, was, I like this.
What if we just met? Like, we just met at the club. Like,
we ain't even.
And he just invited you to the studio.
And now you invited me around your friends. So I really feel like I can.
I get the pick.
Wait a minute.
I feel like I can
wait
choose
minute.
Properly.
That's a bold move. That's a bold move from a nigga. Because if I met you at the club, my first invite to you is to the studio with other niggas who might be a little bit more lit than me. I'm not doing that.
No, you want to know why niggas do that online, mama? They be trying to.
They be doing that shit to flex.
Oh, God. They be trying to show. No.
And it don't work.
Yeah.
Because my affiliations aren't my flex, nigga. I'm the flex.
But they are. They do think they affiliations the flex. And then
you may be him, but he not him.
We not talking about you. We talking about the
and
niggas
then
that go
on top of that, sometimes you might have met the bitch in the club, but the bitch really bad. So he trying to take you around his niggas to show he get bad.
Nope.
Bitch.
I done fucked with a nigga like that.
Like, bro, I thought this nigga was so cool. Nah, he wasn't no store runner or nothing like that. He was just a lame ass nigga. But I thought he was so cool, fool. And he trying to take me around, folks. And I called my brother. I'm like, bro, this nigga kind of got me pulling up in the hood and shit. He trying to show his niggas he get a bad bitch. He was like, he just trying to show his niggas he get a bad bitch. And I'm in my head like, his homeboy is Deuce Lick.
Got it. I would like the plug. Point me to the
like,
plug.
I quit bringing
since
me around.
So in that situation.
You the lame bitch, the real
since
shooter.
Since we here, who's the plug?
This
since you
five,
put
you
me
here. You play love.
Yo, you trying to bring me out to the hood and shit. I'm thinking you want some shit. You ain't on some shit. You the lamest one. These the hood niggas like these.
And now you look a bitch.
I'm going to really sit there.
I'm about to take your girl to Chick-fil-A. We'll be right back.
Like
bullshit.
Watch Chick-fil-A though.
I'm in Atlanta. Nigga.
Roof Chris.
Nah, you know, if y'all just running out to get some food. I'm talking about middle of the day type
as
shit.
As our good old question that we're getting eat up on the internet today, and I have three girls with me and I want to talk to them and not y'all niggas. How much do you expect a guy to spend on the first date? I'm not asking y'all fucking broke niggas on the internet. I'm asking
y'all gonna
the girls.
Hate my answer.
It depends on what the first date is, though.
Yeah, Carmen, go first.
It depends on what the first date is, though. Like, what if you get a nice, romantic nigga in the first date? He take you to the park. Y'all painting a picture. Y'all got a picnic. Like, that ain't no bad date.
over my
so hey, real shit, you right. No, I'm saying, I'm telling her she right, because the most lit dates that I've had have been like 12-some hours.
Kodak just sat here and said he's dropped the bag on the bitches, but I agree with you, so.
Oh, right. Can I say 500?
Things, like a bunch of different things, not like one lame thing, like, I don't,
Okay, so you're talking about a plan, like a literal, you set a whole day to plan it out. So, yeah, that's like, that's cute. Mine is more so moments. I want to, like, I want to see how much thought you put into this. Don't just be like, the dress we going out to eat. That shit is so simple to me. Like,
about the thought.
Thank you. Like, take me to the park. You already got shit set up. The food we going to eat. Whoop de whoop. You done bought the shit out of the store to paint with.
So, did y'all see the TikTok of
the
girl?
That's worth more to you than just a nigga pulling up, taking you to Roof Chris. And with the.
He was going to Roof Chris. He ain't going to have a fuck about no
money. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I don't care about no money.
So, it depends, bro.
Wait, hold on. I got a question real quick. There was a guy who went viral, and he was doing that shit.
What?
Doing the thoughtful dates. Like, he was doing the painting, and I know you like this. And then the girls was like, wait, hold on. I went on this date, too. And then everybody was like, this is his copy-paste thing. Like, you have to see it. He's so intentional about it. Like, you got to watch it.
That's a massive narcissist.
You gotta, and that's what I said. I said, there's no way even a man that's...
Wait, he a narcissist?
I was just like, that's
because
it.
He's playing on our emotions.
He's making everybody feel special when
emotions.
They really not.
Yeah. And he has no intentions with these girls.
He's too self-aware.
He's the type of man to let every woman meet his mama.
And his mother's the problem.
His mama
the problem. I ought to smack her ass.
She didn't even
raise her son right.
He too self-aware to the point where he knows. Like, you ever thought about somebody who thinks beyond to where they get psychotic?
He's self-aware.
No, think about it like this, right? I know for a fact that I'm manipulating you by this date. He planned that date out to get multiple bitches to feed his own ego.
To feed his own ego, for real. Because he ain't doing it. Okay, now, Kodak.
In other words, niggas know what
you a nigga. So that means every piece of pussy you get, you finna put intention into the whole date? Or you really going to do that?
No,
okay, then.
It's a lot of women that's not getting no date.
Okay, so you want to going to do that to a girl? You want to go spend time with a girl that you care about, right?
Yeah, but that's why I don't do that for every woman.
Okay, so for a nigga to do that with every bitch he run across, period, he a narcissist. You really don't care about these bitches.
Nigga wasting the good moves on the women that really don't matter.
You feel me? But it's because he want to feel like he that nigga and to make bitches be gung-ho about him. Like, I'ma have all these bitches mind googly-moogly, but none of these bitches special. But why you treat the bitch special? Because other hoes just getting some Taco Bell and
dick. And if multiple women can say that, that means that he feeds off of also too cutting them off and knowing that they barking back at him like, oh my gosh, he was so romantic.
I don't think
I
see this episode.
Oh my gosh. Right. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feeds him that bitches is at him.
Yeah. I got a text from a girl I took out like last year. We were to a Hawks game. You saw that?
Boo.
Why is
it
that a boo?
One. Go ahead, tell them.
So I took this girl to a Hawks game last year, and it was like, if I go to a Hawks game, like, because I work here.
We got company
suites. So I took her to the box suites, right? So she hit me like 2 weeks ago. I was like, man, this nigga tried to take me to a basketball game. We were sitting up in the 200 section. We was like elbow to elbow with niggas. He was like, oh, you bougie because you only mess with rich niggas that get you box seats. I'm like, yeah, you should definitely feel like that. I'm glad you can't never go back to sitting in the regular.
With comp tickets?
Wait, what?
Does it fucking matter?
Yes, it matters. You did not put a dollar for the date.
Oh, God, they lost me too.
I still got a plan and shit.
Wait, what happened?
He got free tickets to a basketball game and took the girl.
The reason that I don't even accept shit like that, cause my brother be doing shit like be like,
you know,
I'm finna call this little hoe to go out to eat with me, and I'm like, oh, you finna take her on a date? He be like, no, I just don't want to go out to eat by myself.
That's what I just said. What I said to you.
So
I said,
she really was a plus one.
No, cause I don't like to go out.
They just want a girl across the table from them. They don't even care, and that goes back to what y'all was saying about the look. You just want somebody.
No, I don't. No, I only go out if I'm going out on a date.
Oh.
Do I like to go out?
I've never. We gotta go back. When you go out on dates, where you be going? I wanna know.
The last time I went on a date, we went to Dave and Buster's.
I like a Dave and Buster's date.
Yeah, we went to Dave and Buster's. That was the last time I went.
How much was it overall?
Probably like $200-$250 for the night.
That sounds more realistic. Yeah. So, do you drink?
No, because I was driving.
So she drunk the $250? Because the food ain't that much. That sound like
no.
Like
you gotta pay for the. You gotta pay for the card.
Oh, the game. I forgot about game.
You gotta pay for the card.
I'm like food and
drink. I'm God. I'm thinking food and drink.
I ain't know how much everything. The shit was worth. So I got
like tequila.
Yeah, I got some shit with like 150 coins on it. So I ain't know how much the games cost.
So
did you beat her in the games?
It was a split.
I don't like that. If I go with you, you better let me win. It made me be a princess.
Win her some little teddy bears and stuff.
Yeah. Did you do that? Okay, I like that.
She did win something. I forgot what it was.
She won it or you won
damn.
It?
She did. Yes, no.
I'm competitive as fuck. I'm like, let's go for real. I'm going to see who wins.
We was on the same card. We was on the same card. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to throw the basketball right now, at your head. See, why the fuck would you beat me on that last
one? Nah, she did beat me in basketball. She did beat me in basketball.
Tough. Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, this shit was lit.
I be being competitive for real. Like, we be hooping. I be trying to really.
Anybody a Leo in here?
I'm a Leo. You don't give it to me.
When your birthday?
August 7th.
Ooh,
that makes we got sense. The mind.
I'm August 28th.
Oh, period. And I'm but you a Virgo.
You a Virgo.
I was a lot going
on. My realest friends was Virgos. Wait, when your birthday?
September 12th?
Yeah,
my sister Leo. For big real? Time. September, yeah, Virgo.
Your birthday,
Virgo.
Day after my Virgo. Birthday.
That's my sister. Like, love my sister.
Big Virgo. Big
Leo. Yeah, shout out to the Virgo.
I like Virgos.
Beyonce.
I love Leo women too.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Specifically
Virgo.
Leo women, though. I want to make
yeah, Virgo men are completely different than Virgo.
Girl,
Jesus.
Well,
think so.
I would never date a Virgo man.
Why not?
They're
sassy.
Yeah. They sassy. What
What make a nigga sassy to you?
Oh, where's my
list? Oh, a lot of shit make a nigga sassy.
I have a list.
You got a list of what make a nigga sassy?
Okay, I have a list. Answer for you.
What's the straightforward answer?
I gotta find
the attitude.
Bro, no. What make a nigga sassy? I was watching. Okay, I was getting my hair done this morning, and we was watching TV. So one of the shows came on. It was a dating show, and all the niggas they gotta go up in the room, and they basically come in, and girls in the room lined up there to date them, and they pop the balloon when they don't want to date them. This okay, nigga asked this damn girl, do you think you the prize? And she was like, yeah. And then he was like,
no,
when
princess.
You get a nigga that you really want, he's going to be the prize. Bitch, it'll never be a motherfucking day as long as I breathe that a nigga will be the prize because a nigga will be the prize. But just because you really want him don't mean he really want you. So why do that mean he the prize?
Niggas that don't mean like it. You a little more than you like
I believe in that. Do
like,
not that, date a nigga that you like more than he likes you.
That
nigga better be in love with you. He better be like, willing to suck the bath water out your ass.
Oh God! Before you married a ass.
And I was.
Okay. So you
but
say the relationship, relationship only work if
yes,
the
nigga
man
has to
likes
love
you more.
He has to kiss the ground you
so
walk
if he
on.
Feel like, but no, dead either. Ass, if he feels like he's the prize and he feel like she should be kissing his ass, that's I ain't gonna say that word,
bad.
But that's sassy. Yeah, it's, because
it's not even sassy,
no,
it's
man,
just a bad.
But it's like, why do you want a girl to be kissing up to you? Like, you a man, like, you supposed to stand in there masculine energy, you supposed to be dominant, you supposed to show her like,
look at Rocky and Rihanna, right?
You feel me?
Them two, like,
I love them.
And if you can't tell, he has pulled the extreme feminine side out of Rihanna.
And Rihanna be like,
right.
If you can't
but
tell,
the only
that's
way
her time to be soft right when now. She looking at Rocky.
Exactly.
Got the baddest bitch in the game wearing
her
his chain.
Soft girl
like, real
right.
And that's a bad bitch. That's a hard bitch, and she's in her soft girl era because there's a real nigga.
Can I say something that's going to make everybody in here?
Yeah, go ahead. Flip the table. I'm about to flip this shit over right now.
If it's a lot harder for a woman to find a good nigga than it is for a man to find a good woman.
Why you think that?
Yeah,
no,
please,
we are all right. So, what's your definition of a good woman? And before we even go into this, let's start with good woman.
A good woman that's ready to like be a housewife, ready to be submissive, ready to like
slave.
Be,
that's
do
what
you
they said.
Know?
They ever ask you?
No.
If they ever ask you what's the definition of a fucking good woman? And
hold
you
on, can I finish? Let me finish.
I
think as a good man, a nigga that's just ready to be committed to you.
And this is what I think. I think a nigga could turn any girl into a good woman. And let me tell you why.
I agree with you.
The only way that I'ma not be me, like, okay, like, I done fuck with niggas and I just be hard on they bitch ass. Like, cause you a bitch. Like, I know
I'm a
bitch,
nigga.
Oh my God.
And it's fun. It's fun.
Why you get with this nigga? You think he a bitch?
Cause I can boss you around. Like, you just a bitch ass nigga. Like, you don't deserve my love.
You let me have my way, I'm gonna have it.
Yeah, but if you like different, you come and you be like, we vibe out, we click different, you help me out. Like, you gonna make me be a little softer. So then eventually, like, you dumb nigga can butter me all the way up. Like, I down there be cooking for you. You know what I'm saying? Cause I fuck with you, but I never do that for a nigga that's around here saying he the prize.
Right, yeah, no.
If you give him a like, hard time and you see that, he get to see that soft side, he appreciate it more.
Right.
Because if you be soft in the beginning, be like, this I'm about to, you
know. I'm
going
to, yeah. Yeah.
Any man could bring out the soft girl.
That's why I said
girl.
It's easier for us. So, y'all can't get niggas to act right.
Yeah,
no,
you can't fuck a nigga. You can't fuck a nigga so good he start acting right.
That's not true, though.
That's not true.
It be the girl.
Hold on. That's half and half, though. It depends on what type of nigga you dealing with. Yeah. That's why I say it's not one penny do not fit all.
Got some good ass mouth and one still wanted to go find somebody else.
One thing about me, the because right nigga coming in front of me,
missing something else.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
So if the wrong girl keeps sucking my dick, it's not gonna make me want to wife her.
Okay, but anywhere.
Yeah, you can find good mouth. Like, no, it ain't even about the coochie. It ain't even about the mouth. Like me, I ain't never had no nigga like come and try to dog me because I don't get it. Like. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'll be a situation, like, especially in high school. Like, I'm talking old shit. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm young as hell. Goddamn it. I just graduated.
No,
it's
good. No, but, you saying the real shit. You know
but even, on. Like, in high school, I remember I was in, like, this long-term relationship, and the boy was like a hoe. But when we started talking, like, he just wanted to cut everybody off, but I wasn't like them. Like, I was a smart girl. I had my little hustle. I was always cute with her. Like, I wasn't like them, and I was a virgin, so... He was all obsessed with me. And all these girls that I knew went to high school with us did not want this boy until they saw how much he was obsessed with me. But, bitch, you would never get that treatment because you're not me. So you might got some good mouth. No. But, bitch, at the end of the day, he can't even come and have an intellectual conversation with you, ho. Like, you're dumb, bitch. Like,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
Girls got to understand. You can't expect the same version of a man literally. That he gets from me. So
absolutely.
The version I bring out of Kodak, I bring ratchet, mad, angry Kodak. Right, everybody else is nice.
Angry,
not angry, but you know we start. We be beefing, but like the other girls, it be soft Kodak, and I was like, hold on, y'all know Kodak? I was like, okay, I might have to know the
Kodak
other
is certified
Kodak.
Lover boy. Right?
Yeah, so I was like, okay, there's layers. Depending on who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with, you're gonna get a different person.
Exactly.
That's why I say I could be completely soft, like. I'm honestly, I transform to the person I'm dating, right? So
right.
I do what I can get away with, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I had a nigga that did not play with me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wake up. If the house was not clean before he woke up, he'd be looking at me like, bitch, what the fuck you was doing while I was asleep?
Right.
And he paid all the bills and he had to mm-hmm. So I knew I had to wake up, get breakfast ready and I'm not doing that now.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
So how did that make you feel?
I liked it because I was really like a wife to a nigga and he took care of everything. If you taking care of whatever, I feel like I need to take care of what I need to. If you need to wake up and have breakfast ready so you could go conquer the day, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not sitting here about to wake up before you clean the house, make sure your laundry's done and you're laying.
And you
laying,
don't do.
Absolutely
and
not.
And I pay the bills. I'm doing your. I'm not
paying the bills. I don't give a fuck.
What?
I was in a relationship like that. I was with a nigga for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And he paid all the bills. He had me staying out the country and everything.
Mm-hmm. Where you was that girl?
In Japan.
Okay.
I didn't feel like I had a purpose. Like, I woke up every day doing the same thing over and over. Mm. Cook, clean, run these small little errands.
But
cook,
you had
clean.
Ambition.
Yeah, I had it.
So
when
you have ambition, it's different.
But it depends.
Okay, so with that being said,
but to somebody else, that would have been perfect. For another woman, she could have did that shit for the rest of her life.
Another girl would have been like, yep, that's what I want to do.
So with that being said, do you believe in bad timing? Like, what if you meet a nigga like that was doing that for you and you just really so young and you haven't found your purpose? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just haven't found who you are yet. Because
I'm not
going to
hold you. I was hella young.
You're changing.
Right.
No,
because everything
so like,
is meant.
Me being
you
so
think everything
young,
meant?
Me being a wife so early.
Me
like,
too.
Wait, hold
like,
on. I want to go do other things.
Yeah.
Like, not other people.
But
I
you
want to
explore your
life
because yeah. Maybe you want to be a rapper. You never know. But you never know what the fuck you want to do if you're sitting in the crib all day.
Everybody, just because like you get in a relationship with somebody doesn't mean like you don't have your own like,
personality.
Yeah, like
exactly.
People get in relationships and they just be intertwined and they lose themselves.
But
that happened
okay,
to
wait,
me.
Hold on. She got something she wanted. She had an opposite opinion.
Yeah, the bad timing. But like so this is how I feel like ain't nothing a coincidence, right?
Okay.
And so the things that we think that we want, we may think that, but that's not really like what is really already shaped for you. So it's like you get what I'm saying?
Cuz it's saying the Bible that you can plan your You can make your plans, but God will guide
your
footsteps.
There you go. God already has
you got a plan. Let me show you what a plan looks
really?
Like.
So sometimes some doors got to close. You're going to be like, oh, I thought you was the one, but it was bad. It's like, nah,
And that's right, because that situation made me more ambitious.
Right.
It made me, you know, because at the time I didn't know how to pay no bill. What the hell was a bill?
Right.
Okay. Right.
What the fuck? And I got out that situation. I'm
how you log
bill.
In? We got to get the money from
where
the log in and do
this. Like, what am I paying for? I thought I'd just come in and go. Go to sleep and wake up. Like, what
see,
the
that's
hell?
Why it's important to know what you want as a woman and what you expect out of relationships and don't let people alter it. So,
yeah.
Like, for me, I'm one of the people, I alter for the guy I'm dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you, like, okay, so recently I had a conversation with somebody and it was like, if we get married, you have to give up pork, you have to give up certain things. And I was like, bacon? And I get it, we should be giving up bacon and all good shit. But I was like,
hell nah.
You said hell nah, you couldn't do it?
Nah, I'm saying, I think like on the opposite end of that, like if I'm talking to a girl, she said, yeah, you can't eat crab legs no more, bitch.
No, but you gotta
but what's the purpose? What's the purpose? What's the
purpose? His purpose is good. His purpose is good. Is good. His
intention, says in the Bible, you're not supposed to eat pork.
He's not doing it to control me. It's a lot of doing it for realistic.
Religious reasons.
It's a lot of shit the Bible say that we don't follow.
This is why I'm saying, like, when a guy, and I'm stop saying nigga because that's why I keep saying I'm single. When a guy who really cares about you, because they say stop saying nigga, that's why you track niggas.
Yeah, okay.
If a guy who really cares about you comes in and says, listen, this is unhealthy for you. I cannot watch you intentionally eat pork every day and drink, because I'll drink my soda. You can't drink. You're not going to be my wife and do those things. Now, if you want to keep doing those things, cool with me. You could be friends. We could be business. And I'll love you from afar. But I'm not going to let you be the woman I marry, knowing that if you keep doing these things, this is going to lead to cancer and other things for you.
Can I be honest? I'm that girl to my nigga.
And niggas respect that. I had to get my shit together. Like, I said, oh, shit, like, I got it.
When I'm sitting, I research morning, a lot. I'm knowledgeable as fuck and stuff. And I live my lifestyle the way I live it. But I don't impose my lifestyle onto others, right? But if you want to be intimate with me, talking about having, like, we having kids together and shit, no, we got to be on the same page.
And that's what he was saying.
I agree with him.
With reproduction, with everything. Eating really good and shit. Well, you fucking up my pH because you fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know
yeah, facts. And I agree with that because, like, even, well, not relationship-wise, but even with family, like, I tell my family, like, bro, I see what you do on a daily. Don't call and ask me for no goddamn money. And I can't control what you do in your life, but it do irritate the shit out of me. But I don't have to deal with it because you're just family. Now, if you a nigga and you in my face and I gotta deal with the stuff that you do that irritate me, then of course you gotta change it or you gotta make a sacrifice to be with me because I'm pretty sure that I gotta make a sacrifice to be with you.
That's what he was saying. Yeah. He said, I'm gonna end up judging you. Not to be mad at you, not to imply my beliefs on you, but if I know you're eating bacon and it's killing you, and I know you're drinking soda and it's killing you, he said, I'm not trying to change you or make you anything. He said, but in the back of my mind, if I'm watching you and I know this is not, so overall, in general, when people really care about you, they do want to see better for you. So for me, you know me, I be on Twitter lying to my, I'm doing my husband Olympics. I was like, oh, I might have a candidate for my husband Olympics because the fact that you care that much about it and you're adamant about it.
Oh,
you're
still in the running?
He's like top.
So
you're
not
now it's a thin line between caring and controlling.
How do you know I was going to say that?
Cause when I remember when I was blowing up and I was in a relationship, like, this nigga don't want me to be too friendly. You don't want me to act a certain way, dress a certain way. Like, who the fuck you think you are? Back to, I'm paying all the goddamn bills around this bitch. You can't change my life.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not being friendly. Like, oh, I'm finna leave the club and I'm finna go fuck air rapper. Not that type of friendly, but like, hey bro, like, I fuck with your music. Like, let's collab in the studio. Like, it's easy. It's easy for me to be like that because I'm being myself. But he feel like, oh, I can't have no girl that's just cool with everybody. Oh, I can't have no girl who act like this and you act like that and you do this and you do that. Like,
I agree with you, but at the same time, I feel like a nigga need to be the mediator between that shit. Like, if we out at, because I've been at events and shit before with a bitch who was lit. Like, a nigga was like, oh, let me get your Instagram.
Talk to him.
Yeah, talk to me. Yeah. Don't be talking to my bitch.
I agree with you.
Like, because you don't handle my business.
Right. See,
if we in public, at an event and these niggas coming up,
one
you trying to get your.
That's why you should have trust.
Exactly. So you don't trust me.
No, it is trust. But
this ugly ass nigga coming up to me in the club, talking about, but you gotta trust the motherfucker. Like, this ugly ass nigga coming up to me in the club, so I'm a photographer, please, can't call, let me lock in with you. You think I'm gonna fuck this group ass nigga?
No,
like, that mean you an insecure ass nigga though. But I might want to. Like, it ain't been times though. Like, you gotta talk to the people around me. But if I'm seeing your work and I'm like, oh, bro, you dope. Like, hey, let me get your Instagram.
Networking.
Like, you got to do some photos for me.
That. That's different. So I think that, all right, as females, and I'm new in the game. I only been in it like 2-3 years, let's say. I do think we need a man to navigate. I think that we need somebody to come in and be that. First, y'all shaking your heads, and I hear y'all. Men will try to have sex with you in the interim.
Niggas,
so for me, I'd be like, no, talk to my manager, talk to this person. Even Kodak, he'd be like, talk to this girl. If you want to get booked, coolest person. Yeah. Don't like talk to that me. Just alleviates. I mean, it minimizes a lot of the bullshit.
I feel like in certain situations, yeah. Cause like I like.
Personally. I don't want a nigga that's gonna be like, bitch. Why are you talking to this nigga? No, yeah, like, but chill. I do want you to be like, nah, I got you, my man, right here. Go ahead, hit him up. He's gonna contact you. Like, yeah, we got you. It should be that type of thing. It shouldn't be like, why the fuck is the photographer talking to my bitch? I don't want you to start beating her up just because she's talking to people. No, but I do think once we get professional and once we get a certain level, men will try to play with you, and that's one of the reasons why I didn't go into radio when I first got here. Cause you think you going on a freaking interview or some shit and the nigga's like, oh, this is a date. Hold on, I didn't sign up for this shit. I really think that we need to have a man that's there, that's gonna protect us, make sure the business is business.
I get what you're saying with that. Like, that's why I was just saying, like, I feel like when I be handling business, people don't be taking me serious, and then I gotta tell them, like, I gotta get my manager
to
call
you. But then
you
sound hard. Like, when you standing on business and they be like, oh, she hard to deal with. She
pressing. Yeah, when you're assertive, they think you a bitch, but I'm gonna be assertive, cause this ain't shit but strictly business. Like, I'm a cool ass person, but anybody now that works with me will tell you, when it's business mode, I'm a different bitch. That's like, I literally just had a hairstylist, and we was having a whole cool ass conversation the night before. He was coloring my wig, and all day I'm on his ass, and he was like, Carbon, am I getting on your nerves? And I'm like, no, why you say that? And he was like, damn, you mad at the photographer? And I'm like, no, why you say that? He said, because you never ask nobody to do shit, you always demand it. I said, I'm not asking you to do shit if I'm paying you, because you don't have an option.
It's your job.
If you just got paid, you don't have an option. Like I was asking you yesterday because we were just on some cool shit. Like, can you, like, that was just some cool shit.
But that's
Atlanta shit. Now.
We be too close with the people who provide services for us. So
sometimes
we do. Makeup, and we be like, hey girl, blah, blah, blah. And we be fine. The next thing you know, you gotta beat up your makeup artist.
But that's why you gotta have people to understand. Like, I might act like this in work mode. But I feel you though. You do need a man, like, in work mode for sure. Because I feel like when I be dealing with people who do stuff like, sometimes they just take you more serious with your manager. That's why I've never booked my own shows. You got to go through my manager. Sure. Never booked my own features. You got to go through my manager, because they'll hit you like, you won't take $5,000 for... And then when I say, fuck no, you out here trying to tell people, can't carve in a bitch.
Exactly. Let them deal with it.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You need a good manager that...
But
be
it
like,
should not be the nigga that you're sleeping with.
Oh, right. No. Right. Yeah. No.
Cause now you're bringing it to the bedroom.
That's what I was thinking. You want to bring up other shit.
I don't know. I would never mix. I stand on business 10 times.
You can't mix.
Do not mix business.
Yeah,
It ain't never went right, but I love doing that.
I'm never gonna go right.
I got it. I'm gonna try it till it works. Cause I got a platform. Shit, I want to boss my bitch up with the shit I got. Yeah.
And if that bitch leave you with the shit,
you say what?
It may be different for men.
It might be.
For women, it might be. Not so good at all.
Now it depends.
Because you gotta watch niggas' ulterior motives.
I think it depends.
You post a nigga arm, they gonna be like tattoo.
They gonna be like.
You said depend on what?
If y'all started together, like say for instance, if you got a wife and then you got your own podcast, she got her own podcast, and then y'all go and start a podcast studio together. Like, it ain't got nothing to do with iHeart podcast, ain't got nothing to do with Pink Room podcast. Like, y'all just put the butterfly building up for everybody to have it. Like, y'all did that together. I think that works
that
with the
works.
Business and pleasure.
It has to
but
work from building up from the ground.
Yeah, you gotta build it up from the ground, because y'all already sitting in stone. Like, hey, this me, this you, this
no,
me.
No, niggas who do that be fucking all the workers in front of your white face. So the girls
put
a fucking heart up, and next thing you know, she's trying to poke it out for your husband. Like, hey, look, I'm putting a heart up. No. Okay. See, I started traveling.
How the fuck you get over me?
I've been yelling at you all day. That's why.
I got a question.
Y'all act like brother sister.
Show.
Because you know why? I be right and he be wrong, and he just be okay. What's your question?
If y'all talking to a nigga, how soon in the talking stage can this nigga call you to pick him up from prison?
What?
I mean, not prison, but like jail. Like, say he get arrested, like he get pulled
over.
Why
you go to jail?
He got. You know, police do police shit. I don't know. He end up in jail.
I gotta pay to pick you up.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about the money, honey.
Wait, no. I'm thinking about
he'll reimburse you. I'm just saying the effort to go and pick this nigga up.
Cool.
Call me later.
It depends on how cool he is. Like,
after the first date.
No.
You ain't got no other family. Like, what you would have did if you didn't meet me yesterday?
Anybody picking up?
Not it.
How long ago
how you
did
know
I meet
my number
this motherfucker?
About
let me know that. Give me my timeline.
I got a lot of questions.
This is your first
date. You met
I got a lot of
ago.
Questions.
I got no questions.
So what the fuck
no,
you
don't
have
fool
done
me.
A month ago? Do that.
Damn.
Oh God. Copy like paste. You ain't have no mama. Copy paste. You met me.
30 days.
And I keep telling y'all, if a nigga mother don't fuck with him, do not fuck with that nigga. I keep telling y'all this.
No.
If a nigga mother don't fuck with him,
I done seen some toxic mamas though.
And that's the only time. You gotta know
how toxic
mama is. I done seen
some dumb ass mamas. Like,
I'm with you.
I be seeing like what your mama doing
over there, and you be like, but even if that nigga does not come out a toxic mother, fully okay. So make sure he's healed, because if his mother's that crazy, he got issues with women. Realistically.
Facts.
So no
Facts.
Matter what it is, if she's toxic, whatever it is, his Facts. Views of females,
women.
You
it's
have to,
up.
I'm
yeah.
trying to tell you.
If niggas don't love their mama, they'll never love you.
They'll never love you. They got a like a subconscious hate for women.
Everything happens, yep. and I'm not saying it's not wrong, and everything fact. Changes, but I will say, if a nigga got beef with his mother, be cautious.
Shit.
That's true. If you don't love your mama, you would never love a woman, because you don't even know how to treat a woman.
Mm-hmm. That's the first
you?
Person who's supposed to show you what
you
love
go.
Is.
Who
and if
shit,
you
I
can't...
love my mama.
What?
See?
Mama's boy.
I go to war for my mama.
Can a nigga love his mama too much, though?
Yes.
Mamas love their
sons
too much.
Mamas do love their sons so much. I see a lot of girls post nowadays that would be saying that, like, oh, I finally have, like, a boy to myself forever or something like that. And it's just...
Gay.
It's cringe.
Not even gay.
I didn't see a situation that I was in them, but, like, I had this one friend. She was talking to this boy. And, like... His mama and sister just used to be so fake with her. And, like, we'll go. Like, we went over there one time for the 4th of July. And his mama, she just in there making our place and stuff. And it was just the little shit she was saying. I was just like, she love her son too much.
What was she saying? And you could
she
have
just
him.
Did
she
not like that girl. But the girl ain't do nothing. And then the sister come in and she just had stank face on, walk yep. clean past the girl. Like, the girl don't be at their house every day. So the girl speak to the sister. And I ain't speak to that hoe. Because, bitch, I ain't got a...
make you feel good.
Yeah.
There was
you
a video
your
of
mama
a girl
can
telling the mom, like, yo, y'all don't feel like this is too much. Like, you're too mean to me. You're inappropriate. And the mother was like, bitch, fuck you. You could leave. And she was
yep.
like, yo, you
she
don't feel
like,
the need to tell your
son.
You don't feel the need to tell, like, your mom stop disrespecting me. And he like, well, you should be a little.
Nah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, tell her, suck your dick then.
Call her over tonight.
I mean, we is entering barbecue season, so y'all making y'all nigga plate at the barbecue?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
That's the cutest thing ever.
You better
like...
not make my nigga plate.
Damn, I'm backwards as fuck. My nigga make my plate.
A barbecue is different, though. It's men are supposed to be on the grill.
Girls up a thousand.
He didn't want to make my.
Damn,
want,
big
okay?
mama.
You want some of this on there? Okay. Yeah, like, no, he make my plate.
I feel like in the beginning, yes, but like.
That's just him.
Know. After you get comfortable, girl.
Kodak, you done got involved in some girl talk.
Wait,
I know,
got a question for
lit.
Kodak. I got
this
a question for Kodak, because
this is the last question. We got,
okay,
I got to start my show.
Oh, shoot. Okay. How do females act to rejection?
They do not handle it kindly, boy. No.
When do we ever get rejected? Because I've never seen a female get rejected, so what that look like?
Facts.
Because y'all don't know how to skip a few.
Give me.
We just stop responding.
Niggas be tender dick.
Tender dick by what?
Everything.
Like, girls, like, they quicker to just... fuck everything and anything than I think a girl is.
For sure.
Probably.
Slaves to lust. Once again.
Well, y'all get more options throughout the day. Like, how many dick pics you wake up to today?
Let me tell you something.
Do we get more
Wait,
options
today?
I mean,
you get a million shitty niggas before
honestly,
you get a
I don't
go by.
Like
yeah,
like,
it's going to be a million
be
shitty niggas.
But you at least got the option
niggas.
If you wanted
what
to.
What is you doing
niggas
that
be
for?
Like, niggas
you ought to have a real pretty
you
say
niggas
to
make you
what?
When I tell you, y'all be saying y'all take options as a body figure when you ain't looking at what the fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's all it is.
So when it comes to these options... it's very few.
But that's what I said at the beginning.
Very few.
Women have a lot less good option than niggas. Thank you for proving my point.
Oh,
amen. Man. Hello.
Kay right,
Carver,
when is
this project?
No, that's a fact, though, because let me talk on that. Let me tell you something. It's a lot of bad bitches. Like, all y'all bad in this room.
Oh, thank you.
You feel me?
Perfect.
But how many times are we going to walk in the room and, oh, them niggas is fine?
Hell no.
You feel me? Like, it's going to be about two.
And I can turn that's up
only
my
one fine nigga.
So, like,
it's only one fine nigga
everybody
right
bad.
Now.
Oh, God. Your sock too
big. I'm like, what
Come
is
on
he
now.
Doing over there?
One guy hot
they be texting you and y'all and he talking about, I want you. And they spelling it W-O-N-T.
You
need to want some school.
You got me having a whole area
trying to fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, God.
You
ain't
even
no room.
Look at his snap, dumbass nigga.
You talking about you want me. Let's
what
go,
you want?
Girl.
What did you tell
me? You talking about
They chewed the niggas up this episode. Kodak, fight back.
Nah,
fight
listen.
Back.
We got I need more female viewers.
We
I'm gonna shut up.
The niggas up this episode.
I seen the demographics. I gotta get the women listeners up.
Yeah.
Y'all can have this.
We chewed you up.
Hey, Carbon, when is the project coming out?
At the end of May.
End of May.
Yeah.
I'm still not telling you tonight.
Do you have a lead single or something? Features?
Yep, make it rhyme.
I ain't telling you that either.
Kodak get nothing.
Right.
I know this is supposed to be a prisoner, not supposed to be promoting it, but I'm so damn private. And then, like, my thing is the sauce too saucy.
Ooh.
And I know
she said you're not ready.
Well, listen.
I know these folks don't hurt and steal this shit food. They're going to try to steal it.
You can give them
the
recipe, but they can't
just
make
you being
sauce.
On here.
Stop playing with them.
Just you being on here is going to promote the hell out of this motherfucker. For sure, for sure. Okay. Now, I got a question. Cause last time you was here, you said something about, you said you can't date a nigga that ain't got no gun.
I can't.
I agree.
You got me fucked up.
Say it 10 times.
What you gonna do if somebody run up trying to snatch my chain? You gonna look? You gonna play patty cake with they ass? You gonna be jack?
What? Does the type of
gun
matter?
That nigga gonna lay
down. It don't matter. As long as that bitch shoot.
As long as that bitch shoot. So if it's a high point, cool.
No.
I don't even know what
gun
that
joke,
means,
sorry.
Oh, I'm like,
you got that. I just think that's a part of the protection. Like, I'm going to feel protected. Yo. I don't want to be the one to have to shoot my shit because my little pocket rocket on fire, but I should have to pull my shit out before you.
Mm. I don't know, though, because I'm going to shoot.
Hey, don't
too.
Be telling my fucking
gun. Yeah, we better be towing. We better be out in this shit.
You're going to be holding hands while you're busting.
You hear me, Mr. and Mrs. Smith in this bit.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had too much fun today.
Yeah. Pop, 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 pop. We're gonna fuck them up.
OVO. OVO. No, y'all not. Okay.
All right. You see them OVO shoes is doing up there. Don't bring
OVO. This way. Step this way. Step this way.
Are we friends?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, another episode of the Big Homies House. You got some homies in the building. It's not gonna be the last time they're back. You know,
yeah, you already
K-Carbon,
know.
K Carbon, you
Carbon.
Big Carbon. Yes, sir. Shout out to the Harlem homie, Jay Galore, Coffee, and it be Carbon.
Yeah,
don't call her Kim.
I know.
Yeah.
Every time my son come on, y'all just say, it's Carbon.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, you already heard the drop.
No. Well, y'all heard that, just play that shit back.
Yeah, run that shit back. Hey, Siri, play that back.
That's a sneak preview if you ain't know.
And we gone.